Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Bahamik, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. And the thrivers, too. There's some thrivers that come out the other side of narcissistically abusive, toxic, abusive relationships and whatnot. So let's shout out to the thrivers. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissistic people are just angry for no reason, and how some, not all, some will manufacture anger in order to get to do what they want to do. So we're going to tackle the second part first, the manufacturing anger out of nowhere. Because a lot of narcissistic people do that, y'all. Narcissistic rage, narcissistic anger, whatever title you want to give it, is an actual thing. There's a lot of videos about narcissistic rage. I've done a few about narcissistic rage. Just search narcissistic rage, Lee Hammock. You'll find some narcissistic rage videos. I'm not raging out. I'm talking about rage. But some narcissistic people will manufacture arguments and anger in order to get to go do what they want to do, to justify them leaving, or they have plans with a significant, they have plans with a side person, with an affair partner or something like that. They'll get mad at you, y'all. You're like, what the hell? Why are we arguing over nothing? And because they are trying to make things up in order to cause a rift, so they have an excuse to leave the house. Have an excuse to go silent on you. Have an excuse to go turn their phone off. Like, I'm leaving right now. Don't call me either. I'll go out there cheating. And guess what happens? If you find out that they're cheating, they will blame you for getting them mad and them doing it. You made me angry. So I left. So I went and cheated on you. So it's your fault. Don't get me angry. It wouldn't have happened. Take some responsibility for your actions. Because if you wouldn't have gotten me mad, I wouldn't have gotten angry, and I wouldn't have, if you wouldn't have got me mad, I wouldn't have went over and clapped those cheeks. I was angry. It was an angry clapping. You did this. You did it. Not me. You did this to us. Blah, blah, blah. Boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You understand it right there. So if you find yourself having nonsensical, crazy ass arguments out of nowhere where the narcissistic person leaves and turns their phone off, y'all, put two and two together. You might not get four this time, but like, you might not normally get four, but two and two together. Plus two plus two and two times two are both four. So you put them together. How if you want to put them together? Addition or multiplication. Two plus two, two times two are both going to equal two squared. You can take it to the exponent. You can do two squared is also four. You know what I mean? Exponentially is also four. So put two and two together in many different ways. You're still going to get four, y'all. If you find a manufacturing argument, and this is not just to go out and cheat, y'all. It's not all about cheating, because all narcissistic people, I'm not going to get into that. But it's not just about cheating. Some narcissistic people will cause arguments so they don't have to go somewhere with you. They will manufacture arguments, manufacture anger, so they can stay at home. So they don't have to go visit the friends and family. So they don't have to go to their work function. So they don't have to go places with you. So they can sit at home and be alone by themselves. They're not even mad at anything. They just pretend to be mad. Or they manufacture some genuine anger. Or they make something that's small turn it into something big. And so they can stay home or not do what you have planned with them. That happens all the time when you're dealing with narcissistic people, y'all. It really, really does. So I know I use cheating as an example all the time, but not all narcissists are cheating, y'all. Not all narcissists have the ability to cheat. You might be the only person that can cheat with. So I'm just saying, so if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person and they are manufacturing these nonsensical arguments right before, and sometimes they'll do it right before a big celebration. So they don't have to go to your graduation. So they don't have to go to your promotion event. Right before something that's celebrate, a birthday party, Halloween, Christmas, whatever it is. You know what I mean? They will manufacture these just nonsensical arguments, blow up small issues, bring up something in the past, to get mad at right now, so that they have a reason to justify what they're going to do next. I didn't come to this because you said this, and they can blame it on you. They can absolutely blame it on you. They will manufacture these they are really truly nonsense arguments that they will manufacture, and they will bring up out of nowhere in order to just justify them not going somewhere, them not celebrating with you, them staying at home, or them leaving the house. They get angry to avoid stuff. They create these arguments to avoid things, y'all. You'll feel it too. You can feel it too, because these arguments come out of nowhere. They'll be confusing as hell to you. You'll be just like, what in the heck? Why? You'll say, why are we fighting over this? This is not even worth fighting over. What? And they'll blow it. It is worth fighting over. You see, it don't mean nothing to you, but it means something to me. You blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, boop, beep, bah, bah. Whatever they're saying to you. You know what I mean? It might not mean nothing to you, but it means something to me. They, like, I'm just telling y'all, narcissistic people, toxic people, whoever, will do this to you. That's why I say you have to remain in your peace and your strength. And don't take the bait. Sometimes they'll bait you into arguing with them so they can get mad. They'll say something about their ex, your mom, your dad, somebody to start an argument with. They'll scream at you, they'll scream at the kid. Like, I'm just telling you, manufactured arguments from a narcissist or a toxic person are absolutely a real thing. Prepare for them around, like I said, typically they're going to come around big events. If they're cheating, they'll do it. But typically it'll come up around big events, celebrations, birthdays, Halloween's plural, because, you know, there's multiple Halloweens a year, aren't there? But they will absolutely do that, y'all. They will create these nonsensical arguments, these angry arguments, and just rage out at me, screaming and yelling for nothing, just so they don't have to go somewhere with you. Or just so you leave them there, or so they can leave the event early. I'm just telling you, they manufacture this stuff, y'all, to be able to do this stuff. And it does happen. I know people are like, that doesn't happen. Lee, you're just lying. Blah, 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 blah. Why would I lie? Tell me why. Why would I? There's no point in me lying about this. Is, again, nonsensical. So back to the first part of that, the angry for no reason. Like I said, they will do that to, they will definitely 100% do it to justify their actions and behaviors. Like, narcissistic people, like, narcissistic rage is a real thing, y'all. It really, really is a real thing. They will blame you for their anger as well. So that's why I tell people, don't take the argument bait. Don't do that. Because if you do it, you get drug into these arguments. You'll be arguing all day and all night, y'all. Yes, they'll do it to justify their behaviors and their actions. And they'll do it to blame. Look, narcissistic people will fight. They don't need, look, rage and anger are the easiest emotions for narcissistic people to experience. I know people want to say, like, the reason it is blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. Rage and anger are secondary emotions, Lee. They're not real emotions, but they're emotions that narcissists. I know there's an underlying issue for behind the anger, but it's still the easiest emotion for narcissistic people to get their point across. Just rage and intimidation, y'all. They'll just use it against you. They will manage out of thin air. So if you feel like, so if you're with a narcissistic person, you can kind of predict when it's coming. Holiday season coming up, promotion coming up, school graduation coming up. One of your kids is doing good and taking attention away. Childbirth, like big events, narcissistic people are going to manufacture more and more arguments. Be angry as hell for literally no reason, y'all. It's seemingly no reason, but the reason behind it is they're trying to either get out of doing something, or they're trying to get to go do something themselves. Like I said, some of them will just lie to you, create an argument, or blow up an issue to go cheat on you. They absolutely can. They absolutely will. They'll create this issue, these arguments, and go cheat on you. And then blame you. Guess what? You got me mad. If you wouldn't have got me mad, we could have did this. We could have did that. Blah, blah, blah. Boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You get it. Somebody said, tell me to put that on the shirt. I'm not put that on the shirt. I do have a brand to come out here do soon, y'all. I do have a brand to come out here. Self-love brand. It's called I Love Me. I know what you're going to say. I love me. What is it? What? Huh? It's called I Am Love, but also it translates to I Love. It's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. You can plug it in over there. My son just walked in. I know y'all can hear him because the mic is on. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. Narcissistic, right? They'll get mad at create arguments with the kids. They'll create arguments out of nothing. Right there, y'all. You see, my son just walked in here. But they will just absolutely do that. So don't take the bait, y'all. Playing around, like, sometimes you get like playing around stuff like this, you automatically know they're going to, if you have a predictor, if you take these videos and use them to your benefit, you know the anger is coming. You know it is. Don't take the bait. Don't take the argument bait. Because they're going to, if they don't want to go, just like, if you don't want to go, just say you don't want to go. Rawr, I do want to go. How dare you tell me what I want to do, what I want to do. Rawr, I'm leaving. I'm not going now. I'm not going now because you said it, because you brought it up. Blah, blah, blah. Boo, boo, boo. Beep, beep, beep. Y'all do understand that, right? Don't take the narcissist bait. Point blank, period. Yes, narcissistic people will get angry for no reason and manufacture arguments out of nowhere. But anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Live in-person meet and greet. In 12 days, July 23rd, in Durham, North Carolina, at the Honeysuckle at Lakewood Bar Grill Restaurant or whatever. In Durham, North Carolina, live in-person meet and greet, 3 p.m. I'll be there. Ben Taylor will be there. Some other people will be there as well. I'm going to put more information coming up here soon. Again, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.